In the early 1970s, psychologist David Olds was working in a Baltimore daycare center where many of the preschoolers came from homes racked by poverty, domestic violence, and drug abuse. Aware that only addressing the child's problems at school was not sufficient to improve their home conditions, he started a home visitation program in which skilled nurses helped mothers to provide a safe and stimulating environment for their children and, in the process, to imagine a better future for themselves. 20 years later, the children of the home visitation mothers were not only healthier, but also less likely to report having been abused or neglected than a similar group whose mothers had not been visited. They also were more likely to have finished school, to have stayed out of jail, and to be working in well-paying jobs. Economists have calculated that every dollar invested in high-quality home visitation, daycare, and preschool programs results in $7 of savings on welfare payments, healthcare costs, substance abuse treatment, and incarceration, plus higher tax revenues due to better-paying jobs. When I go to Europe to teach, I often am contacted by officials at the ministries of health in the Scandinavian countries, the United Kingdom, Germany, or the Netherlands, and asked to spend an afternoon with them sharing the latest research on the treatment of traumatized children, adolescents, and their families. The same is true for many of my colleagues. These countries have already made a commitment to universal health care, ensuring a guaranteed minimum wage, paid parental leave for both parents after a child is born, and high-quality child care for all working mothers. Could this approach to public health have something to do with the fact that the incarceration rate in Norway is 71 per 100,000, in the Netherlands, 81 per 100,000, and the U.S., 781 per 100,000, while the crime rate in those countries is much lower than ours, and the cost of medical care about half? 70% of prisoners in California spent time in foster care while growing up. The United States spends $84 billion per year to incarcerate people at approximately $44,000 per prisoner. The Northern European countries, a fraction of that amount. Instead, they invest in helping parents to raise their children in safe and predictable surroundings. Their academic test scores and crime rates seem to reflect the success of those investments.